Up next is Maddie.
I'm waiting on the sun to set, 'cause yesterday ain't over yet. I started smoking cigarettes, there's nothing else to do, I guess. Dusty roads ain't made for walking, spinning tires ain't made for stopping. Oh yeah, I'm giving up on love, 'cause love's giving up on me. I gave it everything I had, and everything I got was bad. Oh, life ain't hard, but it's too long to live it like some country song. Trade the truth in for a lie, cheating really ain't a crime. I'm giving up on love, 'cause love's giving up on me. Forget your high society, I'm soaking it in kerosene. Light them up and watch them burn, teach them what they need to learn. Ha! Dirt hands ain't made for shaking, ain't a rule that ain't worth breaking. Well, I'm giving up on love, 'cause love's giving up on me. Now I don't hate the one who left, you can't hate someone who's dead. He's out there holding on to someone, I'm holding up my smoking gun. Hey, I'll find somewhere to lay my blame the day she changes her last name. Well, I'm giving up on love, 'cause love's giving up on me. Well, I'm giving up on love, hey, love's giving up on me.
Maddie.
Maddie.
This is definitely the strongest that you have been in a while, Maddie. So I'm happy that that happened.
This is my favorite so far.
I'm sad you stopped.
Really?
I'm sad you stopped singing.
Maybe I just like this song.
I love this song.
This song rocks.
I did this song on Sing It.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Yeah, I loved your song choice. You had a really strong entry into the song. Like, this song is just a very strong song, and it's very, like, boom.
Yeah, great choice.
So you did that very well. I was pleased you did the ha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved that.
It was believable, too. It wasn't, like, like a throwaway like, ha. It was, like,
yeah.
A ha from your
throwaway
gut.
Throwaway
your
ha.
Your kishka.
Yeah. I did not like her improvising on this as much.
Oh, there was improvising?
Yeah. She took a ton of liberties.
Oh, really? I didn't notice.
Yeah, well.
I didn't either.
Okay. Vocally, it was epic. Like, wow. And emotionally, it was epic. And the energy was fantastic. But overall, it was very, like, improv. Like, it felt like improv. And I wrote down, like, did you know the song before you recorded it? Obviously you learned it to record it, but I was wondering if you knew it before or if, like, you purposefully took liberties with it.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that I find about this song that's so, like, powerful is the way that it is, like, that same, like, punching thing. Yeah. Because, like, the entire song is that, whatever. And then, like, in her, like, verses, she pretty much keeps it, like, steady. Like,
you mean Maddie? Or the
no, original? The original artist does that. And she took, so she definitely, like.
Oh, she did?
She did a lot of, like, she did a lot of, like, runs and, like,
oh, really?
Funky, like,
I didn't notice that. I actually wrote down
I didn't either.
More variation.
Like, oh, really?
It seemed, like, very repetitive, like, the same thing. Maybe, I'm not hearing because I've never heard the song
before. I mean,
before.
I guess I shouldn't really be judging her for that because Dylan took liberties with, like, Before He Cheats.
Yeah, a lot, but.
But, I guess it seemed like Dylan was doing that on purpose. I don't know, like, I can't describe how I'm feeling. Like, it seemed like when Dylan took liberties with Before He Cheats and, like, changed things and, like, changed the energy and emotion.
Yeah, it was definitely on purpose.
Yeah, it seemed like he was doing it for, like, the character that he was trying to portray with his song. And for this, it felt like Maddie,
like, didn't know the song, so did
didn't know the song, so she, like, did it this way. Or, like, she did know the song, and she was just like, I'm gonna be crazy because I don't like that it's kind of a quote-unquote boring song. Like,
well,
that was
I don't know if you can say that she thought it was boring. Maybe she just wanted to put her own twist on it.
Yeah, or put her own twist on it. Because, like, I don't know, that was, like, my biggest fear when I did this song on Sing It, because this was, like, the week before the finals as well, actually.
I mean,
when I did it, and I just, like, was like, oh my god, it's so repetitive, it's gonna be boring. So I don't. So maybe that was why she was, like, listening to it. She's like, this song's really repetitive. I want to make it unique.
I mean,
so she could have done it on purpose. It just, it wasn't clear to me whether, if she did it on purpose or not. I can't, I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't notice. I mean, like, this is just me, but I like changing songs when I sing them. Like, the melody a little bit. Just because it makes it more interesting for me. Not because the original was boring or anything. Just because it'll mean something more to me if say it in my own way.
I'm sorry if I didn't think that Maddie was like, oh, Miranda Lambert is boring, so I must change it. Like, I didn't mean it like that. Like, I don't know. I'm not, like, I don't know. I don't like copying people, obviously, and I like putting my own twist on stuff because that's what makes it, like, a cover.
Yeah.
You know, you're not supposed to be that artist.
Yeah.
It's what makes it a cover. So I get why she did it, and, like, like I said, I totally wrote down, like, love your energy, fantastic emotion, really captured a lot of things well. There's a couple points when she was, like, really, like, ugh, yeah, like, boom. And, like, I wrote epic vocals. There was something about it that seemed, like, just a tiny bit off to me. And that's just my personal opinion. But I feel bad now.
That's your opinion, sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe. I should listen to the original.
I kind of feel like I overtook that critique a little bit, so if you guys have other things to say, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just liked it.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I pictured you, like, strutting around in your cowboy boots again. So yeah, it was good.
It's my favorite song you've ever done that I've heard on the show so far. So yeah, that's good, obviously. I enjoyed it. I was really into it.
Yeah, it was, like, super, super, yeah, I, like,
and your vocals were super legit.
I, like, super enjoyed it, too. I'm sorry. It made it sound like I didn't enjoy it, but I did. I, like, really liked it. I'm sorry.
Okay, so good job.
Good job.
Done.
Finally, we have Faded Phantom, in which we have some technical problems, so Valk is going to give her critique to start, and then we'll all mix me and Lulu's file in without Valk speaking, so there will be some gaps in the recording. I'm really sorry about this. Thanks.
I didn't get my perfect fantasy. I realize you love yourself more than you could ever love me. So go and tell your friends that I'm obsessive and crazy. That's fine. I'll tell mine that you're gay. And by the way, I hate that stupid old pickup truck you never loved. just sitting here planning my revenge. There's nothing stopping me from going out with all of your best friends. And if you come around saying sorry to me, my daddy's gonna show you how sorry you'll be. 'Cause I hate that stupid old pickup truck you never let me drive. You're a redneck heartbreak who's really bad at lying. So watch me strike a match on all my wasted time. As far as I'm concerned, you're just another picture to burn. And if you're missing me, you better keep it to yourself. 'Cause coming back around here would be bad for your health. 'Cause I hate that stupid old pickup truck you never let me drive. You're a redneck heartbreak who's really bad at lying. So watch me strike a match on all my wasted time. In case you haven't heard, I really, really hate that stupid old pickup truck you never.
Faded. So since Audacity is stupid, it didn't save my file first time, so I'm just going to say what I had to say for you here. Faded. Yay. Okay. I liked this. You had good energy, and you had awesome emotion. You were all raging all over the place, so it was epic, and I liked it. There were a few parts that sounded kind of, like, the chorus sounded kind of nasal, but it kind of worked for the song, actually, so it wasn't, like, blah, nasal. It didn't, like, impair your singing nasal, but it was a little, like, there. It was apparent. I was aware. I liked your, vocals on this. It didn't, like, it was pretty close to blowing me away, but it didn't quite get there, but it was pretty epic, regardless. You did a good job. And I'm gonna stop rambling now, because I'm rambling. Faded! Okay, done.
Faded.
Yes.
I'm like, ugh, I just want to, like, rescue you from your mic quality. I know she's probably in her car, too, so I want to rescue her from her car as well.
Oh, no.
Because you can still sound good in your car as long as you... Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of mic does she have?
A Logitech, maybe? Oh. A broken one? Like mine? A broken one? Okay. Well, this isn't as important as other things were. Sorry.
Yeah, it's not.
Why don't you guys start? Because I, like, overtook Maddie's critique.
So Jeffers sang this before.
Yes, he did.
He did.
He was happy.
But it was hard to recognize because his was so cheerful. And this was, like, all angry. I liked how angry she was.
Me too.
It made me happy.
It was a little, like, country yelly angry at some points for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I liked it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I loved...
Good energy. Very good energy.
Yes. There was a slide that she did at one point that was really awesome. I liked that.
I think I remember that,
yeah. She was like,
yeah.
And she, like, oh, so great. She just, like, slid right in. Oh, it was awesome. I love when people pull off slides.
Oh, that's what she said. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lulu, for making
it. You're welcome.
Yep.
There it is.
Lulu sex joke of the day.
Derp. It's like a calendar with Lulu's sex joke of the day.
It's like one of those ones where you like tear it. Okay, we need to stop.
Yeah, Tara. So, faded.
I said,
like how you slid in there.
Great acting.
Yeah.
I said emotionally it's there. Energy wise, it's there. Vocally, it just wasn't as good as I've heard you do. It was a little nasal. It was good. Oh yeah, I mean, oh. But see, okay, like the thing is, like tonight, everybody has done like oh my god, like I just have no idea who we're gonna cut. Like I like literally have zero idea, and like no matter who we cut, it's going to be like the suckiest decision ever because everyone is so good. So when I'm like saying these things, I'm being like, whoa, nitpicky, like oh my god, nitpicky. So that was kind of where that was coming from. Like, the nasally-ness was a little bit there. I mean, she generally has that, like, yeah, the choruses was where that I noticed that. And I think that was where I, like, got the like, pitchy thing. There was, like, one moment where it sounded like you were pitchy, but I think it might have just been nasally. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
And also, I didn't know if maybe your mic quality had something to do with the fact that there was a moment where I thought you were, like, a little pitchy.
It was, for me, it was very entertaining, it didn't blow me away as well.
Yeah, it did not blow me away, but it was
very fun. Yeah.
It was fun. If only she had slid in there quicker, she would have blown Valk away.
And harder.
Okay. We're done. Let's go. Yeah.
Good job,
discuss
Faded.
Discuss this.
Oh, discussion. Okay. This is hard.
Bye. It's too hard.
I wish you'd sucked Faded so we could eliminate you.
Poor.
Just kidding.
Done.
Oh.
Results.
This is the worst.
This is ever. Like actually the worst results.
We spent over an hour trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Lame.
Yeah. It's too close, really.
Yeah, you're all awesome tonight, so it was hard.
The only reason we're cutting one of you is because we have to.
Yeah. You're all winners.
You're all winners.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Right. Well, let's say who won tonight, because that's, like, good news.
Yes, good news.
Yeah.
The winner of tonight is, of course, Russ.
Russ, so good.
Russ just keeps doing this.
Stop it.
Russ is beating all of you. At country.
I know.
Irony.
What the hell? That's just out of nowhere, Russ. Stop being awesome. Actually, no, keep being awesome.
Yes.
You make our job so much easier.
Yeah. You have to be awesome.
We never have
finals.
To say anything to
we
you.
We literally just like, okay, good.
We just listen. We're just here to enjoy, Russ.
So this leaves Maddie, Dylan, and Faded.
Yeah.
We really did not want to cut any of you.
Yeah.
At all.
So. But in the end, it's the top four.
Yes.
So, it's.
Yeah, you did awesome.
Yeah. So. Who wants to
okay, well,
say who's...
do you want to save one more person and then we can talk about the last two?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, me?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I'm going to save Maddie.
Yay!
Her song was really entertaining
finalist
this
number
week.
Two.
And he had a lot of energy and was good. Yay!
Woo!
Congratulations. So, who are left? It's Dylan and Faded.
Dylan and Faded. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We felt that you guys were, like, okay, well, first of all four of the entries tonight were freaking epic. Like, legitimately amazing. Mm-hmm. And this was, like, actually the hardest decision ever.
Yeah.
we felt that both of you were really good, and both of you had, like, very nitpicky, slight things that were wrong with your songs.
Not wrong, but...
Yeah. Oh, God, it's 2 a.m. Different. We talked about this for, like, an hour and a half. Like, almost legitimately.
Yeah.
We've now listened to your songs about 20 times each, so...
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And you were both, like, even on all of our lists. Yeah. So it was very difficult.
It was really hard. We both thought you performed... I mean, we thought you both performed both of your songs really well. You both had good energy, and you've always had good energy and good emotion.
And you've always made, like, good choices and, like, kind of, you know, tried to be, like, interesting and stuff.
Yeah. I always look forward to the two of these.
I know. That's why it's so annoying to cut one of you guys.
Yeah. And one of you just, like, did, like, a teeny tiny bit better than the other.
Oh, like,
very slight.
Like, a
barely.
Like, literally, like, if there was, like, a line, it would be, like, oh, God, the lines would be, like, touching. That's how close they are.
Yeah.
So, all right. Valky, do it.
No.
You haven't been the bear.
Let's not drag it out anymore.
You haven't been the bearer of bad news in a while.
I'll do it. So, the person that's going to... the Lone Star Finals, along with Maddie and Russ, is Dylan. Well, yay Dylan!
Yay Dylan!
But yay Dylan!
Congratulations to Dylan.
But
Faded also, you did really, really well. There's like, we had to cut someone as. Unfortunately,
yeah. I didn't want to cut.
We were debating just keeping you all and doing
and
another
just running away,
semifinal
like
episode.
Leaving the country. Just, like, so we can't make a decision. Bye. But
talent.
We had to.
The talent.
You're really talented, and
you're so talented, and you're like an amazing person. Yeah. And
I kind of hope you still submit songs anyway. And, like, you just will be really confused and
like,
won't keep doing it.
And please audition for, like, Rockstar, because I'd like to have you on that show, so.
Yes, do it.
God, I love you. Okay.
Okay.
So. Finals.
Yeah, go ahead.
Maddie, Russ, and Dylan are in the finals. Which.
What?
All right. This is really, really exciting, but also sad because, you know, we love Faded, but... All right. So the deal with the finals is...
top three.
We're going to do the same thing that is done... Well, not really the same thing, but we're going to do the same, like, three songs as is done on Sing It. The idea that we came up with... Because we didn't want you guys to, like, pick country artists like we did on Sing It because it was just, like... I don't know. We've done some, like, very artist-specific genres, and we're just gonna go with this.
Yeah.
So what we've decided to do is to do, like, the different sub-genres of country. So, like, country, like, really, like, Miranda Lambert would count for that, and, like Tim McGraw, and, like, Martina McBride, that's like... Well, actually, Martina McBride could also go under the other one, too. Sorry, that was really confusing. Discard that statement. Okay, so, like, Tim McGraw, Toby Keith, like...
Yeah.
Traditional-type country.
Yes. Yep,
that's the first one.
Country. That's the only way we can describe that. country, like, pop? So, like, that's another one. So, like, Taylor Swift... Lady Antebellum. I think Keith Urban would kind of be country pop. So that kind of stuff. And then the final one is country rock. And I'm like kind of blanking on what we would do for that. I should have wrote down the examples ahead of time. I like thought of them and now I forget them.
No.
Okay, well, just like clear your song by us. I don't know. Because yeah. I can't. I'm not.
Will there be more information in like an email?
Yes, I'll give you.
Okay, yeah. So look forward to that.
Yes. You also have 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks to do this, because, like, 3 songs in 1 week kind of sucks.
Yeah.
If it was 2 songs, you could do 2 songs in a week, I think, but since we're going to do 3,
yeah,
we'll do 2 weeks. So that puts you at, looking at my calendar, the 20th of October. So you have till the 20th of October to turn in your songs. Woo! Which is great, because then, yay, like, a week later, Rockstar starts.
Oh, yeah.
So, shameless plug. We're doing another show. Yay, Rockstar. It's exactly like this competition, only rock music. Dun, dun, dun.
That's exciting. So,
woo.
Woo.
Yeah.
So, congrats to the top 3. We're at the final stretch.
The final stretch.
Oh, my God.
I'll send you an email. And, tonight was really difficult, so
yeah,
just know that,
but also good, because everyone did really well.
So okay,
yeah,
like it's tough for us, but for you guys, you all did really, really, really well. So
yes,
congrats to all 4 of you.
All right,
congrats
to all 4 of you for making it this far, and congrats to the final 3 and Faded, we love you. So
yeah,
basically that's the deal.
Yay.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. Keep being awesome, guys.